This recording, Scotland 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and much to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing in a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I'm originally from the Shetland Islands, which is, I think it's about 120 or 180 miles north of the mainland of Scotland. I left the Shetland Islands about 20 years ago now, and so certainly my accent, and I know because my family are still there, has changed considerably. However, it's still, I believe, from people's, expressions when I start to speak, it's still fairly strong. The island that I came from was, Shetland is made up of a group of small islands, and the island that I grew up on was an island called Bresa. It's an island with about 180 people on it. And I lived there for about, most of sort of 30 years, in fact, on the island. And I still go back regularly, and my family still live there. The islands are, there's a lot of dialects around the islands, and each island, I mean, they might only be sort of 6 miles long, but it has a very distinctive dialect to other islands, so much so that the islanders know immediately when you start speaking which island you've come from. My island, which is very close to the mainland, Lerwick, was probably one of the, certainly to me, it seemed one of the less strong dialects, I suppose. The further north you got, the stronger they were, to the point that a couple of the islands I really struggled to understand what people were saying quite often. But it was, it's a really interesting range of sort of cross between Scandinavian, I suppose, in some of the words, and into Scottish, though it's, I think that the islanders would certainly connect themselves stronger to Scandinavia. There's a lot of words distinctive to the Shetland language. In fact, there's a dictionary on the Shetland language that's available, so which isn't that big a dictionary, but it does cover a range of words that many of which I don't know, because it's very much old Shetland rather than the latter day, which is, of course, the islanders now being very much affected and having access to television and everything else, and radio changed them completely. So I suppose in the last 50 years there's been a remarkable change in the strength of the dialect.